It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Yes, sirree. The Top 5 at 5. Always fun to be part of the Top 5 at 5. Let's get started with it, shall we? Enough fiddle faddle.
Number 5.
Thank you, Orion. FBI Director James Comey recommending no criminal charges today for Hillary Clinton for using those private email servers while she was Secretary of State. Comey revealing for the first time that of the 30,000 emails Clinton turned over, 110 were classified and eight were top secret when they were sent over those unsecured servers.
I know there will be intense public debate in the wake of this recommendation, as there was throughout the investigation. What I can assure the American people is that this investigation was done honestly, competently, and independently. No outside influence of any kind was brought to bear. I know there were many opinions expressed by people who were not part of the investigation, including people in government. But none of that mattered to us. Opinions are irrelevant. And they were all uninformed by insight into our investigation because we did our investigation the right way.
Now, James Comey, well-respected on both sides of the aisle, and, you know, he was pounding on the table for emphasis. But as he said, there's going to be people who do not believe that there was no outside pressure brought to bear. At some point I have to believe that there's some entities that are above, you know, reproach. And I think the FBI seems to operate on their own. They're law enforcement. They're not going to give in, are they? I know that is going to be wildly unpopular with some people. We're going to go, what are you so naive? You really believe that they, I believe they did an investigation. And he didn't say she was, got off scot-free. He basically said she was really goofy.
To be clear, this is not to suggest that in similar circumstances, a person who engaged in this activity would face no consequences. To the contrary, those individuals are often subject to security or administrative sanctions, but that's not what we're deciding now. As a result, although the Department of Justice makes final decisions on matters like this, we are expressing to Justice our view that no charges are appropriate in this case.
All right, let's hear a little more from him.
In looking back at our investigations into the mishandling or removal of classified information, we cannot find a case that would support bringing criminal charges on these facts. All the cases prosecuted involved some combination of clearly intentional and willful mishandling of classified information, or vast quantities of information exposed in such a way as to support an inference of intentional misconduct, or indications of disloyalty to the United States, or efforts to obstruct justice. We do not see those things here.
All right. Well, and there will be, no matter what comes out of these investigations, there are going to be people who never will trust the findings and believe, as the director said, uninformed to the investigation, they will have their opinions and they're going to take those to their grave. But let's hear a little more from the FBI director.
Although there is evidence of potential violations of the statutes regarding the handling of classified information, our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case. Prosecutors necessarily weigh a number of factors before deciding whether to bring charges. There are obvious considerations like the strength of the evidence, especially regarding intent. Responsible decisions also consider the context of a person's actions and how similar situations have been handled in the past.
All right. Well, so the legal aspect of this is dead. Now the ongoing question of judgment and people's perception, and whether the FBI can be trusted, whether the entire government can be trusted, somehow is all under question. So that will continue through the election. And, it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out on her campaign and what she says about it. Let's move on to
Number four.
President Obama appeared on the campaign trail with Hillary Clinton for the first time today, and he indirectly got snarky with Donald Trump as he praised his former Secretary of State. Obama said most people don't fully understand the job of president.
Everybody's got an opinion, but nobody actually knows the job until you're sitting behind the desk. Everybody can tweet, but nobody actually knows what it takes to do the job until you sat behind the desk. I mean, Sasha tweets, but she doesn't think that she's thereby should be sitting behind the desk.
Yeah, it is, man, I don't, everybody does have an opinion. That's the great part of America. And the internet has given everybody a soapbox. But, you know, I agree with the president on this. You don't know what the job is until you're actually doing the job, just like any other job. You know, you don't know what it's like to drive a bus unless you drive a bus. You don't know what it's like to run a bank unless you run a bank. And you don't know what it's like to be president until you're the president. Even Hillary Clinton took a jab at
that. I've also known him as the friend that I was honored to stand with in the good times and the hard times. Someone who has never forgotten where he came from. And Donald, if you're out there tweeting, it's Hawaii.
All right. Let's move on.
Number three.
One day, Irvin Randall was just a Houston, Texas elementary school teacher. Then he became something even more. Oh, I love this guy. He became hashtag Mr. Steal Your Grandma. That's right. Randall, a native Houstonian, had taken a picture of himself with a selfie stick, which, through the magic of the internet, took on a life of its own. The older man's good looks and suave fashion sense made his Instagram exactly the kind of viral sensation the internet sprouts every week.
I don't feel 54. I don't feel it at all. I always had some type of ability for fashion. And, you know, I was young, I look in the GQ magazine. Yeah, I want to dress like that. Now, in 2016, I start buying things a little tighter for me, you know? And so I said, why not? I'm a pawpaw. I work out. Let me show the grandmas what they want to work with, you know, what they want to work with.
Have you seen these pictures? Violetta, do you follow hashtag Mr. Steal Your Grandma on Twitter?
No, I don't, but I might look him up.
This guy, I tell you, he's got fashion going on. He is in really good shape, and he's not afraid to wear the tight shirts. I think
probably drinks muscle milk, does curls for the
protein,
girls.
He does all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Loading up the guns every weekend, the gym, doing curls and whatnot. He's in really good shape, and, he's suave. But I like that he didn't know what viral was until somebody told him. It's like, oh, well, listen, Mr. Steal Your Grandma. So you got to lock your grandmas up if they're in Houston, because Mr. Steal Your Grandma is on the loose. Hey, do you want to go to Builder Supply Outlet? Sure you do. Well, we're going to help you out. We're going to give you a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply in Broadview with true outlet prices every day. This just in, come see the beautiful new mahogany and elderwood entry doors. If you are caller number 12. To 312-981-7200. Caller 12, 312-981-7200. You're getting a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview. Hey, Cubs fans, head over to Jewel Osco this Sunday to collect your 2016 Chicago Cubs Fathead sticker free inside the Chicago Tribune. This week's sticker has an exclusive offer from Blue Lizard Sunscreen. All right, we're in the middle of the top five of five, but we have to go back to Mr. Steal Your Grandma for just a minute. Violetta has had a chance to peruse his Instagram account, and what struck you about our man?
He has a great kissy face, the duck face.
Okay.
It's his go-to.
Should guys do the duck face? I'm going to say no.
I don't know. I'm going to say never. No.
I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm saying no one should do the duck face, but guys should not. But we found this out about this grandpa.
He's 54.
He's only 54. That's a young grandpa.
Yeah, my grandma is way out of his range there.
Not age appropriate?
No, it's not age appropriate.
Would grandma be robbing the cradle?
Yeah, she's seven. No, she's turning 80.
Okay, that's a little, well, you know, who knows? I'm not one to judge a May-December romance.
He's younger than my dad.
He's very young to be a grandpa. But he is a grandpa, and he's stealing your grandma, and that's how it goes. That's the way. So lock your grandmas up.
Number two
on the top five at five. Comedian Frank Caliendo posted a video on Facebook where he read Kevin Durant's letter to Oklahoma City revealing he will sign with the Golden State Warriors, but he did it in Morgan Freeman's voice.
This has been, by far, the most challenging few weeks in my professional life. I understood cognitively but I was facing a crossroads in my evolution as a player and as a man. And that it came with exceptionally difficult choices. What I didn't truly understand, however, was the range of emotions I would feel during this process.
Everything sounds better when Morgan Freeman reads it. And I gotta give Frank Caliendo props. That's a fine Morgan Freeman impression.
Yeah, it's even better when Frank Caliendo is doing the Morgan Freeman.
Yes, we have some more. Because who can get enough Frank Caliendo as Morgan Freeman?
I will miss Oklahoma City. And the role I have had in building this remarkable team. I will forever cherish the relationships with the organization. The friends.
I'm gonna cry.
And teammates that I went to war with on the court for 9 years. And all the fans and people of the community.
The music, the swelling music, it's beautiful.
They have always had my back unconditionally. And I cannot be more grateful for what they have meant to my family and me.
Wow.
It's intense.
See, now all the people who are mad at Kevin Durant, if they read his letter as Morgan Freeman, how can you be mad at that guy?
Right.
You
right.
can't.
Well, the fans are mad. They're burning his jersey and stuff.
Sure, but if Kevin Durant right. sounded like Morgan Freeman.
He should have just released it, you know, that video instead of right. just the actual letter.
Now, do you think that would have played as badly as LeBron's decision?
I'm
Kevin Durant, and I've made my decision. I'm going to let Frank Caliendo handle it as Morgan Freeman. Somehow, I don't think that goes over very well.
That'd be classic trolling right there. I don't think the Thunder fans would be too happy.
No, Thunder fans would be angry, angrier than they are now. Well, let's keep it in basketball, shall we?
Number one.
Basketball fans may be familiar with YouTube's Lost and Bound, a user who uploads vlogs, or vlogs, as they like to say. Is that what the kids say, vlogs? I don't know.
Yeah, vlogs.
I look to the two kids.
Yeah, vlogs. People stare into their computers and videotape themselves. Right. Yeah.
And that's how I pronounce it, vlog?
Yeah, that's correct.
That sounds dumb.
It's a video blog.
I like saying that better. But I'll go with vlog because that's what Brian typed. Vlog about the NBA. He's a big Oklahoma City Thunder fan, and like many OKC supporters, he was not happy to hear that Kevin Durant or Morgan Freeman has signed with the Golden State Warriors.
I looked at the Players Tribune, and what was the title? It was like a new start, new home, new home, new home.
Wow, dude.
What do you mean new home? Hope you have a new home in the dumpster with your career, because that's where it's at. You know why? I don't want to burn this jersey. Is it out of respect? You know it's not out of no respect. Lighter fluid is worth more than this jersey. I don't want to waste no lighter fluid because your jersey doesn't worth anything anymore. You were up 3-1, and then you lost to the Warriors. Now you're joining the team that just beat you. Okay, Kevin Durant. Sounds good. I'll okay see you later.
Good one.
Wow, that was a nice pun, wasn't it? He'll okay see us later. I don't care about anything that much to get that worked up.
No, that was a lot.
You know, none of that was genuine. There was not a genuine moment of outrage in that, right? For the kids who want to do their vlogs or video blogs.
Vlogs.
Their vlogs.
Vlogs.
For their vlog. Nothing there, right?
That's what all
it's
vlogs
all manufactured.
Are like. Yeah.
Right. Wasn't there one going all the way back to when Britney Spears shaved her head? Wasn't that the first one where... somebody went crazy and got all kinds of attention, and now everybody with a vlog has to be hyperbolic. Just crazy.
It worked, didn't it? We just played it.
Well, yeah. I didn't know what was
And it's at number one.
It is number one.
Wow.
I would have buried that a little deeper, but I like it. It tied in with the Kevin Durant, you know?
Slow news. Yeah, slow news day.
Is that what we're going to call it? Slow news
day. I guess so. Some guy doing a vlog on Kevin Durant just came in at number one.
Sure. He beats out the FBI. He beats out the president. He even beat out a fake Morgan Freeman. But
nobody beats out a fake Morgan Freeman.
Obviously.
Get this guy on the phone. We got to talk to him.
Yeah, we
got
to get vlog guy booked for tomorrow. I want him in here to just go crazy for the entire 4 hours. Just scream at every story we do. Maybe you guys could do it. Do you have a vlog, Kevin?
No.
Violetta, you got a vlog?
No.
Not even a regular one? Regular blog?
No.
A B-log?
Well, I do a baseball blog, but it's not my rantings like this. You know?
Do you cry and scream at any
point
during it?
No, it's nothing like that.
You pull your hair out and jump around?
I do not. This is just a traditional written, typed on a keyboard blog.
Do you have any good puns at the end, like, okay, see you later?
No, I don't.
That
have,
was a good
I
one.
Don't have that kind of talent, Brian.
You got to give the guy that, a little props
on that.
That
guy's elite talent, yeah.
You know what? The, you know what that is, Kevin?
It would have took me days to figure out something like that.
That's innovative. Right there. That vlog is innovative.
Innovation at its finest.
Yes, it is.
The top five at five.
Oh, man. And we wrap up the top five at five as Violetta still ponders the Mr. Steal Your Grandma, tries to figure out what's going on with his deal, tries to come up with a lot of questions. And I know we're going back. We're violating some sort of unwritten radio rule. People asking Violetta if you would be interested with your sports team purchase, lingerie football. Now, I know we already have a team here. Is that something that you think the city should invest in?
I don't think it's going to be good it's not going to be good for the image of the city.
All right.
We're going to keep it professional.
So all the it's shocking how many texters.
I think it's a great idea.
About the lingerie football, but no, Violetta put her foot down.
That is not. It's not happening.